to me your secrets. Show me your nightmares. All cats are gray in the dark, dear. Whether or not you dare.
Welcome to All Cats Are Gray in the Dark. I'm your host, April Simmons. This podcast contains true cases of graphic violent crimes and other stories of a dark nature. Please be advised that due to the subject matter and violent, sometimes sexual content and obscene language, this podcast is not for children or the faint of heart.
Come in!
Are you ready, hopefully, to get this party started?
No. Goodbye. Thanks, everybody.
Bye, y'all. I guess it's just gonna be me talking about a chicken.
Sounds like a normal day.
Yeah. I was talking to myself in the kitchen earlier. I was just mumbling about something, and my husband's like, "Sounds like you have a whole monologue going on in there to yourself." I'm like, "Yeah, that's every day. Where have you been? We've been married almost 9 years now. Where, like." You're just now realizing I talk to myself. Like,
I have the complete opposite problem. I don't talk out loud to myself. I talk internally, and then I think I've talked to people, and they're like, "You said nothing. Like, you haven't told us anything, Sabrina. You've just been sitting there."
Sounds about right.
Yep.
Anyway. We're here today to have another quick mini-sode, hopefully quicker than the past few that went longer than intended. Anyway, we're going to talk about Mike the Headless Chicken. Have you heard about this dude?
No.
On September 10th, 1945, farmer Lloyd Olson of Fruta, Colorado, was planning to eat supper with his mother-in-law and was sent out to the yard by his wife to bring back a chicken. Olson chose a 5.5-month-old Wyandotte, I don't know, chicken named Mike. The axe removed the bulk of the head but missed the jugular vein, leaving one ear and most of the brainstem intact. Due to Olson's failed attempt to behead Mike, the chicken was still able to balance on a perch and walk clumsily. He attempted to preen, peck for food, and crow, though with limited success, obviously. His crowing consisted of a gurgling sound made in his throat. When Mike did not die, Olson instead decided to care for the bird. He fed it a mixture of milk and water via an eyedropper and gave it small grains of corn and worms. Once his fame had been established, Mike began a career of touring sideshows in the company of other anomalies such as a two-headed baby. He was also photographed for dozens of magazines and papers, and I'm scared to look that picture up, honestly.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
Huh?
You're doing it?
Okay, good luck and Godspeed. He was also featured in Time and Life magazines. Mike was put on display to the public for an admission cost of 25 cents. At the height of his popularity, the chicken's owner earned $4,500 a month, equivalent to $54,000 in our time.
Holy crap.
Mike was valued at $10,000, equivalent to $121,000 in 2021. So, there you go.
That's disturbing.
Read the rest of that?
Yeah. In March 1947, at a motel in Phoenix, Arizona, on a stopover while traveling back from tour, Mike started choking in the middle of the night. He had managed to get a kernel of corn in his throat. The Olsons had inadvertently left their feeding and cleaning syringes at the sideshow the day before, and so were unable to save Mike. Oh. Olson claimed that he had sold the bird off, resulting in stories of Mike still touring the country as late as 1949. Other sources say that the chicken's severed trachea could not properly take in enough air to be able to breathe, and he therefore choked to death in the motel. That's just sad. It was determined that the axe had missed the jugular vein and a clot had prevented Mike from bleeding to death. Although most of his head was severed, most of his brainstem and one ear were left on his body, since basic functions, breathing, heart rate, etc., as well as most of the chicken's reflex actions are controlled by the brainstem, Mike was able to remain quite healthy. This is a good example of central motor generators enabling basic homeostatic functions to be carried out in the absence of higher brain centers. In addition, birds possess a secondary balance organ in the pelvic region, the lumbosacral organ, which controls walking locomotion virtually independently from the vestibular organ involved in flight. This has been used to explain how a headless chicken can walk in balance despite the destruction of much of the cranial vestibular system. That was a lot of words. Thanks for that.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. The legacy. Mike the Headless Chicken is now a cultural institution in Fruita, Colorado, with an annual Mike the Headless Chicken Day, the third weekend of May, which is coming up, I guess, starting in 1999. Events held include the 5K Run Like a Headless Chicken race, egg toss, the pin the head on the chicken cluck off, and chicken bingo, in which chicken droppings on a numbered grid choose numbers. Mike the Headless Chicken was an inspiration for the poultry-themed comedy punk band, the Radioactive Chickenhead, serving as the subject of their 2008 song, Headless Mike, for which a music video was filmed. The band also featured a Headless Mike puppet, which was frequently used in their live shows. Yeah. There you go.
That's a lot, man. And the picture is a little bit disturbing.
Yeah, I'm not looking that up. Sorry. I'm just not.
I'm going to show it to Justin later.
So that one really was a mini-sode. What did you... Yay. I'd heard about, like, a headless chicken that lived or whatever, but I didn't know, like, the full story or anything, and I'm scared to look up the picture, honestly.
Yeah. Running around like a chicken with their head cut off.
Yeah.
Apparently that's a thing. Like, I know, I think that that's, like... I'm kind of, like, entertained by knowing the science behind why that works. That because they have a separate system for like walking and balance. Yeah. And that's why even cutting their head off for a little while before they bleed out, they're kind of still alive. Because if their brain stem isn't exactly in, like, if it's lower than whatever, because their neck's so long, like, that's just so, it's interesting. It kind of takes some of the wonder out of it. But at the same time, it's just whack that this can happen.
Yeah. Anyway, that concludes this episode
of ramble about chickens, y'all. I know you just can. Watch out.
Tune in next week for another episode of What the Fuck, Y'all. Pretty much what this is.
Let's change the name of our show.
To What the Fuck, Y'all. To throw the y'all in there to annotate that we're Southern, I guess. I don't know.
That I'm pretty sure we've said What the Fuck, Y'all. Yeah.
Anyway, see y'all next time. Bye-bye.